I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm not sure what this is, but I think that we have to combine our powers and help somebody win a contest. I got an email from friend of the show, Maggie. Did you guys get this too?
Yes.
I don't know what
it
is.
But I didn't understand it either.
I don't know what it is, but I like it. Maggie sent an email saying, in our family idiot group chat, it was brought up that Alan in Scotland, our good friend, is in the final 10 for a contest called Unexpected Scottish Voice. You can vote here to help him win. And she sent a link. And I clicked on it. And I was like,
it's a singing competition?
I don't know. It's called Unexpected Scottish Voice in Bagging Area.
What?
And I recognize the store. I think it's Lidl, LIDL. It's basic. I think it's the same company that owns the store, Aldi.
Okay.
Because I know that, like in New Jersey, I know that Lidl, like my mom grocery shops at Lidl.
Okay.
So it's some kind of contest to be the voice of the bagging area at the grocery store.
Oh, wow.
And our friend Alan in Scotland is a finalist.
Okay. So, all right. And so that makes sense. He's got some radio experience.
Yeah.
Speaking
experience.
Oh, they
have audio examples.
Yeah. So you can go to this website. Oh, I'm going to. Sorry, Emma. No. Sorry, Lauren.
Why don't we listen to these two?
Yeah. I want to hear.
Yeah. What if there's a better Scottish accent?
Can you listen without voting?
I don't know. That.
Click that.
I believe that I should be the unexpected Scottish voice for Lidl because I love Lidl. Lidl is my favorite.
What a suck up.
Nope.
This guy.
Skip.
Boring.
Liam S. from Aberdeen.
Ooh, okay. That's a good county.
I guess I'm just passionate about using my voice and working.
Barf.
Yeah, I know.
Alan from Oban.
Okay.
You.
Why
wouldn't you listen to it before you click yes?
Okay.
It's like hot or not, man.
All right.
Now we're never going to be able to swipe on him again. There he is.
Here we go. Okay.
I'm currently 46. I lost my eyesight when I was 30, went back to university and studied sound production and sound engineering and loved doing wee recordings like this. And I did a live radio show for my local radio station until the radio station is no longer there anymore. And I just love doing little recordings like this. So, yep, I would be up for doing this for sure.
For sure.
Okay, guys.
Okay. Perfect.
Green check mark or red X?
Great.
Red X. I mean, yeah, we didn't hear any of the women.
Why didn't he mention us? We're a big part of his audio career.
Yeah.
All right, Alan, you got our vote for being the voice of the bagging area at a grocery store. Do you get paid for that?
I imagine.
It's got to be very
maybe
lucrative.
It's like a big gift certificate or
maybe a shopping spree.
New pair of binoculars.
But if I go into one of their stores here, am I going to hear Alan?
No.
That would be awesome.
I imagine.
That'd be awesome, though.
Is this like a worldwide thing?
It seems like it's not.
Okay.
Just based on all of those contestants being from like 5 square inches of Scotland.
Can we bless this out on every social media platform?
Yes. This show is made for helping people that are associated with win online weird contests.
Yeah. We got half of America's favorite couple here.
Yeah. Right. Well, top 15.
For now.
Still number one, though.
Yeah, after your top 15, when do you go to, like, the top 10 and top 5?
Maybe.
Really? That's a lot to keep voting for.
It is. I was a little disappointed by that news.
Yeah.
Steve, just a heads up. you got to press submit. So you got to click X on everybody who's not Alan and then click submit. Otherwise, it doesn't lock in your vote.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. So not only do you have to like one, you have to dislike everyone else. Mm-hmm. That seems rude.
Oh,
and unnecessary.
Okay, so now I scrolled down a little bit further. I guess these are the quotes that are going to be, scan your Little Plus app for Bonnie deals and put the item in your bag and don't dilly-dally. I got to hear Alan say that before I actually cast my vote.
Put the item in your bag and don't dilly-dally.
It's like he's here.
It is, right?
Oh, he rode his wheelchair here so fast.
He did. It's got Alan, give us a call. Tires for the ocean.
We're going to need... We're going to need you to sell yourself to us.
You already voted for him.
Well, I guess I didn't submit it correctly.
Doesn't have to do jack squat for you. You're going to have to hire an assistant to help you deal with red Scottish tape.
What if the compensation for winning that is like a 60-second supermarket sweep and you can't have help? Like, that would be a bummer.
Oh.
That'd be so unfair.
He's just running into the end cap. Oh,
that's how I got $200 worth of tampons. I thought they were cereal.
You're sounding a little Liverpool.
Yeah, you're sliding into the wrong country.
Maybe that's where he's from. He doesn't know.
I mean, how would he?
Alan, we love you. I'm sorry I'm stupid. Can't even get the kid to an appointment I'm not taking him to.
I'm not going to lie, though, Hot Wings, the whole supermarket sweep blind edition, I think that would crush.
Oh, that I would love that. If everyone was blind, then yes, that would be amazing.
Like, you know, and on some shelves, like in between the really expensive steaks and something else that's highly sought after is just a wasp nest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Yeah. Piano wire stretched across.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah. Right?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Lots of glue strips.
Yeah.
Just the most, like, for mice.
A lot of Nerf guns.
Nerf guns?
Yeah.
What, do you want to kiss them?
Yeah, people with full size.
What do you do with Nerf guns at your
something,
house?
Something rougher than Nerf guns. We're making this challenging. I had a wasp nest, and you're like, yeah, and also tickle them.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying not to kill them.
I'm not going to kill them, but there needs to be some sense of danger.
Fun that
there should be flame.
Definitely flame.
Right? Where if you step on the wrong spot, it's...
Yeah, and then like scratch and sniffs, but they're the wrong ones. You never figure out.
Alan in Scotland joins us. Hello, Alan.
Yes!
Alan!
Morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
Very good, sir.
Hello.
What do you think of this blind supermarket sweep idea? Have you ever heard of supermarket sweep?
Yes, we've got it over in the UK as well. Okay. It's a bizarre thing. There was a competition last summer when I was over here, and it was for the Ring doorbell to be the Scottish voice of that. And I said, I'll do it when I go home. And I completely forgot. And then this one came up and I thought, I'm going to give it a go. So I did it in April or May this year and totally forgot about it until I got a call the other day saying, yep, you're in the top 10 out of 5,000 entrants. So I was like, wow.
Alan, is that a big thing in Scotland to be the Scottish voice of whatever? Because
it is now.
Right. What is the prize, my friend?
The prize is prestige, obviously, and you get £500 shopping vouchers for the store. That's nice. It. So,
but honestly, the money, the £500 would be great, but just the prestige, I would love to have my boys do that. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I
think it's
the prize
just the fun of doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's just the fun of doing it. Yeah. And a few of my friends are saying it will freak them out, get into our local Lidl and hearing my voice. So
right. Absolutely. Well.
So do you just have to record these two lines? Is that all that you have to do? The scan your Little Plus app for Bonnie deals and put the item in your bag and don't dilly-dally.
That was one of... Yeah, there was three lines I had to record. I'm sure I've still got them somewhere. I'll send them to you if you want.
Okay, could you please
the audition.
Could you please tell us not to dilly-dally? I need to hear how that sounds out of here.
Hurry up and don't dilly-dally.
You got my vote. That's fantastic. Do our Yankee votes count?
I hope so. I can't see why not. A few people over here. I'm actually over here just now. I'm in Cape Cod at the moment.
Oh, you are.
Alan,
there are a few people over here that voted already.
Yeah. Oh, Alan, you're going to make people mad. You're on Cape Cod right now.
Yeah, you're not in
Cape Cod. Oh, yes, of course. Apologies.
On the Cape.
Yeah, I learned that.
Well, Alan, we're going to do... Steve, are you setting up one of those texts to vote for Alan things?
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to see if we can push you over the top.
Thank you very much, guys, and good luck with your one as well, Phoebe.
Thank you. Enjoy the States.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I love Alan.
Somebody said we should hire Alan to be our voiceover guy.
Yes. Agreed.
That would be amazing.
And look at how little we have to give him.
Ooh, well, right. Look at how
the
little
guy we have hasn't billed us in 5 years.
Yeah.
Has he billed us once since you started, Kelly?
Not
is he alive?
I'd always email him because he doesn't send the bill to me. He'd send it to you. And I'm like, hey, bud, we're still using your voice.
I've texted him and emailed him saying, hey, dude, you don't have to send me a monthly invoice for the past 63 months. Yeah. Just send one.
Yeah.
If he ever does it, we're broke.
Yeah.
We're like, well, sorry, everybody who won all those games on the show that we owe you money. We had to pay the voice guy for 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just stopped sending him emails after his third kid was born or whatever. Cause I was like, I think he's just like, he's forgotten.
And we don't ask him for new stuff really very often. But this is a discussion we had, and this is a standard in the business. We are paying to use your voice. So it's exclusive in the 50 markets or so that we're on. Or maybe he's on every other radio station, too. And so he's like, I didn't give him my deal. But I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I don't know.
We owe that guy. I don't even know what we pay him a month anymore. It's been so long since I wrote that check. I have no idea. Unless he's listening. Then it's $200.
Yep. Sorry. It only goes back 90 days, man. You got to get on it.
Yes.
I wonder if he just thinks he gets paid for when he records. Not for as long as we're using his voice.
I mean, the contract's not written that way unless he just literally forgot.
Don't show it to him.
No.
I couldn't find it if I had to.